This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Some call him genius, legend, ladies man, the best to ever observe the game. We want to keep him humble, so we call him Sean. This is Keeling Me Softly with Denver Post columnist Sean Keeler.
Are you telling me we just lied to the public?
Well, was talking to him,
yeah.
About to put him on hold.
He's
and
on
then
vacation,
gone.
To be fair. Where is he?
I'm trying to
where
call him back.
I can't give the location of where he is. Because Sean's, you know, some people love him, some people opposite that. We can't tell you where he is right now. But he's on vacation. But he's willing to talk to us on vacay time, or at least he told us he was. And I want to talk to him.
3 minutes.
I have some things to talk to him about. He's got a lot of stuff. This article today, Dick Monfort's World Cup cash grab is straight out of FIFA's greedy playbook. Decision to charge $23 for admission for U.S. Mexico World Cup match watch parties is a loss for Denver, Denver families and Colorado soccer fans, but win for bar owners who want additional footy traffic. Also, this one, I love this piece. Headline, Buffs legend Darian Hagan wants people to know CU football existed before Deion Sanders. Is that so wrong? Sean Keeler joining me now, Keeling Me Softly. Sean, my friend, you've been busy on vacation week. What's going on with you, man? Do you ever stop?
Well, it's funny. What are you, my wife?
You got to take a break, Sean.
You love the anecdotes. By the way, she's over my shoulder, right? You're driving.
Oh, sorry. That I was not trying to sound like her. I've never met her. I'm sure she's lovely, but that was my example.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. I look like Peter Griffin. She looks like Lois.
I look like Lois.
What's that? I don't. She doesn't look like Lois.
She doesn't want to look like Lois?
We got Stewie in the back. We got the whole... Yeah, you're more of a Chris Griffin. That's great. She literally this morning I said, well, I'm going to do the whole show. I got to do my whole show drop. And she goes, and I said, I'm doing something else later. And she goes, I thought we were on vacation.
But you know, and she's got to know this now, the Keeling Me Softly segment never sleeps. It can't take a week off, Sean.
He says, Brady says it never sleeps, hon.
It never sleeps.
It never sleeps. Neither do I. I slept pretty well last night. But we are alive about 2 miles outside of Glenwood Springs in the middle of a canyon at some rest area we pulled over just for you here. I don't know where we are exactly, but or even really what your question was. Yes,
I don't even know if I had one.
You did. You said, boy, you've been busy. And so here we are. But yeah. We're a little less busy today.
I'm surprised you kind of gave your location right now because, you know, anytime, Sean, you step in and start writing stuff about Coach Prime and the Buffs, you get a lot of very interesting responses to that.
The bots have been – I wanted to give the bots some work. You know, they hadn't had a chance to come at me for a while, and then all the Deion bots come out and start firing on you. So I had to laugh Sunday when I read some of that. I see them all. Twitter is a heck of a thing. X, whatever the heck we're calling it now. The mute function is a powerful tool. And I like to joke that I'm sure, if I've muted the 55,000 Buffs fans, I'm sure, they've done the same to me. So no, I just was, you know, I had actually been calling some CU alumni off and on, and again, some are friends still, and said, how are things with the school? And Darian happened to be one of them. And I literally talked to him a couple days prior to writing that late last week where I'm like, how you been? And just checking in. And he just mentioned to me off, like, unsolicited. Yeah. I was in town in the spring and I met with, Fernando Lobo, and he was great. And he said the Lobo was great. And that the new administration at CU was great to him. And so that was great. it was a positive thing. I don't know why people get so upset about one of the greatest quarterback in team history feeling good about the program again.
Yeah, I mean, and if you actually read through it, there's plenty of that too.
Yeah.
But you know, Sean, there is a sense, and I think as you know this more than anybody with alumni, there is a sense of like, hey, we're retiring numbers a second after they are done playing, and we're not really appreciating the history around Colorado that existed well before Coach Prime. And there is that sense from a lot of alumni, but also Buffs fans. I mean, there is sometimes there's like a dividing line between old school Buffs fans that can actually be logical and talk about their coach's shortcomings. But also there's the other side of that where it's, Coach Prime could do no wrong.
Well, to your second point, there are two camps, and we've talked about this a little on air, but and this is the point of the column, really, is one of Lobo's challenges, Fernando Lobo, the new CUAD, very bright, young, capable administrator. I've not heard a bad word about him. I'm sure he's heard a lot of bad words about me. I'm sure he's heard paragraphs and whole chapters that are bad about me, but you know, a very promising hire, a replacement for Rick George. But you have two camps in Buffs fandom right now, and you have two Venn diagrams, and they intersect mostly, but not entirely, and that they are Buffs for life, and they older people, me and older, old farts like me, and they've seen the highs and the lows and lived through the lows, and then you have Deion stands, and you have this giant prime hype machine that isn't as many people as you would think, but by God, are they loud. They are so loud and so proud and so angry. They're just, Deion Sanders fans are angry at everything and everyone.
Right.
And so like their high priest of greatness, have to puff their chests and cry the hardest when they feel wronged and cheer louder for any victory, however small. And one, that's annoying. Let's just be blunt about that one. And even Buffs on Buffs, even old Buffs football alums find it annoying, one. Two, and this is frankly, and we have talked about this, and this is a year old, granted, and you are picking at an old scab, but the jersey retirement thing was not good. Not that it wasn't. Now, let's be clear on this. What wasn't good about it wasn't the principle. Yeah, Travis Hunter is going to be and should be memorialized for eternity at that place. Yes. Doing it right away and throwing Shador on there as a, well, he threw him the touchdown passes, wink. That still and should rubs both some Buffs fans, and there's the divide of where the Venn diagram doesn't land with the lifetime Buffs for life. I shouldn't use that term because that's an actual charity. Lifetime Buffs camp, you know what I mean. Lifetime Buffs camp and Deion camp do not see eye to eye on that, and pretty vocally, rightfully, don't see eye to eye on that, given that Darian Hagan's not retired, Cordell Stewart's not retired, Charles Johnson's not retired, on down the line, just quarterbacks, and weighing that versus Shador. And just the defensiveness the reason you guys are upset is because your system is screwed up, and none of these people should have had to wait to get retired, and I'm going to fix the system. Of which then someone like Darian Hagan says, well, great, when am I going up? No, he doesn't.
Right,
he doesn't say
right.
That.
Still hasn't happened.
But his peers, he wouldn't say that because that's not DH. But his peers go, well, okay, the next year we're putting Hagan and Cordell up, right? And we're still waiting. Now, I think those things are going to happen. Now, how quickly that's going to happen, I don't know. But when it doesn't happen, here's what happens a year later. When you say, well, that's just because we're gonna fix the system, and so we'll get more former Buffs up there, and then it doesn't happen. And again, I think it will. But when it doesn't happen a year later, you're just gonna sit there and go, oh, this really was about putting your name on the building, wasn't it? This really was about putting your kid up on the building, wasn't it? And that doesn't sit well, and that shouldn't sit well with any CU fan.
Well, and you know, again, for that crowd that's saying, hey, it's not Coach Prime's fault that the CU system wasn't honoring their guys in the past. Yeah, well, yes and no, I guess. For Coach Prime to say, hey, I'm going to retire two dudes that barely got out of school, and then we're going to put their names up there. And again, I agree with you 100% on Travis Hunter. Shadur,
yeah,
he's a
yeah.
good player. I'm not going to say one of the greats overall.
Right. Right.
It should have been on, if I'm the head coach, to say, hey, I want to retire those guys. But I also need to think about the history here. What's it going to take to get these guys honored? And then in due time, we can honor Travis Hunter and Shadur Sanders. That should have been the process here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, you're exactly right. Or as we have said, let's speed this up, or let's announce that we're going to speed this up with the intent of getting my best guys on. Which, again, absolutely, with Travis, there's no debate. And even the alumni, there's absolutely no discussion of that. It should happen, and it did happen. And then, you know, would you consider, you know, the best in Shadur is the best passing quarterback we've ever had. Look at these records. Should we do that too? Sure. Yeah, I think it's just the timing. Let's just be blunt. It was just the timing. It wasn't the principle of the thing. It wasn't the act itself. It just looked petty. And it just does more so. And I think that those have been scars that have been left. And I did want to check in on where those scars were and talk to three former Buffs who are pretty good guys and had pretty good legacies at the school and had their say. It wasn't really mine. It was theirs. And the good news, again, back to that, is they think that Lobo is going to open up some of those bridges again and rebuild some of those things. And they're looking forward to that. And they welcome that outreach, and they should, because, yes, and there's the divide again to the point you made. There is the principle of Prime fans only see 2023 CU football, 2022 CU football, and say, you were dead, you stink. Yeah, it was a bad decade, but there was a lot of good for a generation prior to that, and I think that needs to be honored, and that needs to not be forgotten ever, and I think that's where I think Lovo wants to get on that page.
Yeah, it does sound like Lovo's, hey, I'm certainly going to, you know, protect my guy, back my guy, but I do want to hear these past players and these other fans, because we don't want it to make it look like, you know, CU started 3 or 4 years ago. You know, we created a school.
Right. BC and AD before Prime, and AP after Prime. There was a Prime before Prime. But it's been a bad decade. Look, hey, let's also be blunt. The Pac-12 era stunk. It sucked. That was with the exception of 2016, there's a lot more bad than good. They screwed up. We can't take that back. In the annals of CU football history, that was a pretty decent marriage for the academics and for Olympic sport, certainly for men's basketball. It was an amazing decade plus for men's basketball, and that's not to invite a segue to other news today. It was terrible for football. It was an awful football move, and they're getting it back. And hiring Deion Sanders, at the same time I say these things, and Mr. Bashing Keeler, was a good move for the PR and getting on TV again and things they needed to get back. Hiring Deion Sanders was a fantastic PR program-saving kind of move, or program-relifting kind of move. And now you've got to do something with it. And as we've talked about, that's the challenge.
Yeah. Sean, hey, man, always appreciate you. Appreciate the family for letting you do this for a moment.
They left me in the car.
I figured.
You know, taking pictures, just waving at me like, no, take your time. In fact, hot car, we hope you die. We hope you don't come back.
Crack the window.
I'm the fat kid they leave in the car. I'm that kid. Hot car on summer day.
I just hope they crack the window for you, Sean. That's
never,
all, you know.
Never. They just want me to go.
All right, go cool off, man. Take a dip in the river, man. Something like that. Should
we're
be
right
fun.
By the Colorado River. It's beautiful.
Oh, man. Well, enjoy yourself, and we'll look to catch up with you next week.
All right. Talk soon.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Sean Keeler, Keeling Me Softly. On his vacation, Michael. On his vacation, he does the whole show. The whole show doesn't wait. Waits for no man. Waits for no man, Michael.
I did say to him off the air, how dare he go on vacation and not, like, during the whole show. Like, you should go on vacation 6 days, but not when the whole show.
Not on Wednesday. You're not allowed to go out on Wednesday. That's
yeah,
the rule.
I mean, this Wednesday is like a holiday.
Yeah, Faith did say, did you see Celtics' Derek White was named president of basketball strategy at CU? I did see that, but he's still going to play, right? Like, that's not, he's not retiring or anything. I thought that was really interesting, that whole story. So I want to get to some of that later on in the show. Also, we got the top stories of the day. And then what did we learn? Because we're wrapping up at 12:30 today. It's a whole show. We'll be right back.
Win tickets to the Greeley Stampede right here, thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.